What is the kingdom of heaven like, and what can it be compared to? Jesus, the Messiah, uses parables or similes to make the invisible things of God clearly visible. And in Matthew 13, chapter, verses 24 through 30, Jesus puts forth another parable, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them, An enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, Gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn." And Jesus did give the meaning to this simile also, which that you'll find down a little bit farther there in verse 36 through 43. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, "Declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field." He answered and said unto them, "He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man, Jesus. The field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as a sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear." You know, all throughout the history of mankind, you know, there's always been the questions that have been asked. Why does God allow all this evil to happen to us? Or, if God is so merciful, loving, and kind, how can he let evil happen to the innocent? This simile answers that question. There is a time and place for all evil and iniquity to be destroyed by God. When the harvest time has come, at the end of this earth, all iniquity and those who have done evil will be cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. And in Revelations, the first chapter in the 19th verse, "Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter." The book of Revelation was written by John, the chosen apostle of Jesus the Messiah. John is shown events and told to write them that have already taken place and events that are going to take place leading up to and including the harvest time or the end of the earth. There are six visions given to him concerning the end of the earth, each showing an event that occurs at the end of time. In one vision, the beast and the false prophet are cast into the lake of fire. In another vision, Satan himself is cast into the lake of fire. In one of those visions contained there in the book of Revelations, one of them shows that Jesus will reap those that have done good first from the earth. They'll be the first ones to be reaped. And that's in Revelations in the 14th chapter, verses 12 through 20. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, Jesus, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, Thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud voice to him, the angel, that had the sharp sickle, saying, Thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horses' bridles, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. In verses 17 to 20 there, the angel with power over fire tells the angel with the sickle to reap the wicked from the earth. The wicked are reaped by the angel and cast into the great winepress of God. In verses 14 to 16, Jesus reaps the righteous, or those that have done good, from the earth. What happened to them? Or where did they go after being reaped from the earth? In Revelation chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. Here in these two scriptures, starting there in verse 15, Jesus, as he did while upon this earth, forewarns that he is coming like a thief in the night, which is to say that he is coming without warning. It is also revealed that he will be gathering the righteous into a place called Armageddon. As stated in verse 16, the word Armageddon is Hebrew, which when is translated means the last place. Jesus will be gathering those that have done righteous works into the last place. Armageddon is not a geographical location here on this earth where Satan and the wicked will engage the enemy with weapons of war. In all the visions of the end of the earth, the wicked are overcome without conflict. In fact, they are depicted as being in great fear and are trying to hide or flee to escape their final end. And there are not any bullets, bombs, or chemicals made that can do any harm or have any effect whatsoever on a spirit. And no one, small or great, will escape the great judgment day of God. In Revelation the 20th chapter, verses 12 to 15, John writes again, And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. Not faith only, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Jesus, while here on earth, said that everyone will be judged by the words he spoke. And those that do what the words he spoke say will receive a crown of life eternal. In this vision given to John the Apostle, that is exactly what is taking place. In part 9 of the Kingdom of Heaven, more of what Jesus the Messiah revealed will be provided. Please take the time to listen and examine his words.